Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. Welcome to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. My name is Brooke Chase. I am your simple host, and I am actually very excited for tonight's episode. It is 11 o'clock. Actually, it's 11:10 now. And I promised you guys I was going to do an episode every day until Earth Day. So I'm keeping my promise, and I'm loving hanging out with y'all. So tonight, my simple swap is for paper towels. So I know we already did toilet paper, but they're not the same thing. And this one I actually did a long time ago. This was one of my very first simple swaps. I did this, oh my God, I think I was like married when I did this one. So that would be like about 2016. But it's basically just like changing the mindset of from paper towels to a towel that you're not going to throw away, right? And this is one that you can actually ease into. So I also really like this one, and I have a lot of options and I have a lot of tips. So this is going to be a really good episode. I have a drink of the week. I have the simple truths. I have a product that you can try. I got some commercials for y'all. I got a simple confession. It's going to be a good one. So I'm excited. All right. So the simple swap is from throwaway paper towels to like rethinking whenever you're cleaning up a mess, just to think about that and to swap it out for something else that, you know, maybe you're not going to throw away, at least like some of the time, right? So here's some of the simple truths. So these are astonishing, guys. So 695,000 tons of paper towel there is 695,000 tons of paper towel waste every day, y'all. Every day. 695,000 tons. That's insane. Every day. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm losing my shit. All right, that's as many as 51,000 trees a day. Like, I just got hot. Maybe it's this light. 51,000 trees per day are required to replace the number of paper towels that are discarded every single day. So if every household in the United States would just use one less roll of paper towels, like a standard 70-sheet roll of paper towels, it would save 544,000 trees every year. So I just want you to think about that, you know, whenever you're just like grabbing a paper towel or two paper towels, like, my God, sometimes I go to people's houses and like, I just see them grab like six paper towels at a time to clean up a tiny mess. And it's just, I try, you know, I'm not like judging anybody, but it's just like, we don't even think about how much waste, you know, we use when we're cleaning up a mess. So, you know, my thing that I think this is great is that you can just try to use less and it will make such an impact. So next time you're reaching for the paper towels, maybe if it's not something that has like a stain, maybe if it's water, like you could try one of the solutions that I'm going to give you. So just try to keep that in mind. And when the blog comes out, I'm going to get caught up on all these blogs. I'll probably put some more simple, crazy facts in there. But 695,000 tons of paper a day is actually all you need. If that's not enough, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so that is the simple truth. Now, here's what I do. Here's how I started. So I basically, this is very simple. I just took all of my towels that were like not my nice towels and folded them up and put them in a little like cute thing on the counter next to the paper towels. So whenever I would go to grab a paper towel, I would think like, oh, you know, I could just grab one of these instead, right? And so then once you kind of start to do that, you can kind of think like, okay, well, now whenever I clean the bathroom, maybe instead of when I clean the sink, I can use, because you don't want to use like your face towels, I can use like a bathroom rag, right? So how you can start out, if you don't, say you don't have any, you could take an old towel and cut it up, you know, or if you want to be like cute or something, you could go get another towel and just cut it up. It'll save you money than buying like special rags just for this. And remember, like, being sustainable isn't always about like buying like the cute thing. It's about like using what you have. Like, that's kind of like the purpose. But yeah, so I'm going to show you mine. But that was how I started. I just folded some in the kitchen, and then I had, you know, an old one that I cut up and had in the bathroom. And then, you know, once they get grosser, whatever, they turn into like rags. And then, you know, eventually if you need to throw them away, then you need to throw them away. But, the goal is that, you know, you can wash them and then you don't have to. Which brings us to my simple confession. So my simple confession is that I do not throw away napkins or like paper towels. Like, if I go somewhere in the bathroom and they have this really nice, I probably have one over here, you know, those like really thick ones, like I'll just like put it in my purse. Because I could like keep on using that for a while. But if I go somewhere and they give you like a whole shit ton of napkins, I don't throw them away. I take them with me. I have some in my car. I have some like, I'll never have to buy a napkin because I have so many napkins. It's stupid. But this is also another confession. So when I ran out of toilet paper, which was how I ended up getting the other swap, which is, so whenever I run out of the thing, that's when I replace it with a sustainable swap, right? So I had run out of toilet paper and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to get like good toilet paper now. But I didn't know what I was going to do because I didn't even have paper towels. And I was like, oh yes. okay. So I'm about to set. All right, so here is all my my napkins. Well, I went to Huckapoo's over the weekend, and my God, they gave me so many napkins. So now I've restocked up on that. But this was, I mean, you know, when you're in dire situation, you need some TP and you don't got it, you got these. That's a lifesaver, y'all. Waste not, want not. So anyways, that's my simple confession. I always keep these, whatever. Anyway, okay. So this is the thing that I keep all my different like paper towels in. I have it on like a shelf. So this isn't the one that I would keep on the counter when I lived in my big, beautiful kitchen and I could do such things. But anyways, so that was that. Now, so for example, like this was a towel that I cut up. And you could, you know, make it nice and you could sew the ends. I just cut it up. I don't care. Sometimes I'll take a lighter and like burn these off, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But these are like my kitchen rags. And then these are my bathroom rags. So normally like these are in the bathroom. And then like I don't, this will be an episode for another show, but I don't really ever use my dishwasher. I just like wash my dishes and just let them dry, but it's just me. So I only have like one fork and one whatever. Anyway, but these are like the more cushy ones. So those are the ones I use for like drying the dishes. You know what I mean? And then I also have these, which when they came to do something for my house, they like left all these there. I was like, score, because these are super absorbent. So like, say if I spilled something, right, I would use like these. And these just I keep under the sink. But then I also have like rags, you know, so if I do that. And then, of course, if I have something really dirty, that's good, like, I don't know, the dog's stepping shit or something, I can clean it up with this. And then I also have unpaper towels, which here's one. I don't think these are like the cute clean ones because those are under the sink, but like, oh, here's one. So these are great. These are Swedish towels and these will be on my Amazon storefront and I'm going to show you like my other favorite one, but these are all ones that I tried first and like all these things are great. So like, you know, I started out with a towel and then I ended up cutting it up and then I have rags and then that could turn into a bathroom towel and then it turns into like a rag and whatever. So you get the point. But the great thing is if you try to have different rags for different things, and if everybody in the house is on the same page, you know, you could just use different fabrics or different patterns. If you cut it from the same towel, it'll be different colors. But however you want to do it in your house, if you want to have different towels and rags for different things, that's, I think, a good tip. All right. So that brings me to my favorite part of this, which this is like a product that I bought, but I really, really, really like it. And they're called Unpaper Towels. And I got these on Amazon Prime Day, and I haven't even used them all yet. Like, that's how little that I figure I would use these. Like, I don't know. I like them, so I don't want to stain them. But aren't they so cute? And I actually, so I don't know if everybody knows this, but I started a sustainable event consulting business. And so I use these for the cocktail napkins. So, because they're just like the perfect size. And then, and I needed like 15 or 20 of them because that's how many people were at the lunch that I did. And so, like, I just had them all folded like this, and then there were, you know, cute little napkins. But I just love these. They come in so many patterns, so many colors. And this is just like what you can use instead of paper towels. And this is crazy, but this was a Goodwill purchase. And I put them on here, you know, just so they're like regular paper towels. You guys, it has the same freaking flower on it. What are the odds of that? I can't. Like, I just like lost my mind when I saw that, because I've been wanting one of those for paper towels, so I just don't have one. And I kept saying, like, next time I go to the Goodwill, I need to try to find one. And there you go. And it even matches my kitchen. I can't. Anyways, so I love Unpaper Towels. So Unpaper Towels, Swedish Towels, those are all on my Amazon storefront. I'll have them in the show notes. But yeah, I love those. Okay. Next is, I have a couple new commercials for you guys. But let me know what you think of that tip, and if they work out for you, and if you are able to try to use like a little bit less paper towels, and maybe, you know, maybe the more you do it, the more you'll like use less and less and less. But the drink of the week, since this is a nighttime episode, is Sleepy Time Tea. But the reason I really like this Sleepy Time Tea is because it has less waste. So where is it on here? Responsible sourcing. We purchase most of our ingredients directly from the farming communities that grow them. Quality ingredients and sustainable packaging. We use tea bags without strings, tags, or staples, keeping tons of material out of landfills each year. And it's printed on 100% recycled paper. So yeah. And there's like a cute little quote, happiness lies first, all in health. So I don't know. I just really like this. And it comes in a cardboard. Like I said, I just read it, but you know. So all the things. So that's the drink of the week. And I drink it at night and then I go to bed or get on my phone and scroll for 20 minutes. Okay. Next we have some new products. So I don't know if you guys saw my story, but I have been like struggling with hormonal acne since I was like 22 years old. And right now I really don't have any makeup on, and all this stuff on my face is old. My face is completely clear for the first time like ever in my life without ever taking medicine. I took spironolactone forever. I am on no medicine, and it's all thanks to this. This is called Clear Stem, and it's like a supplement, and it's like vitamins, and it's about like gut health. And I take one of these every time I eat. It says you're supposed to take 3 capsules a day. I try to save them just because, oh, sorry, that was a bug. I'm kind of on a budget. But I think they're like $60 a month, and I'm just like absolutely in love with them. And so I reached out to them. Actually, they reached out to me and they said, thank you, you know, for hyping everybody up about our stuff. And I have an affiliate code now. So super excited about that. So if you put in code Brooke Chase, you'll get a little discount and I will get a little commission too. And then Frownies, I'm out of Frownies, and I promised myself that I was going to use the commissions, but I don't have enough to cash out. So I really need you guys to buy some brownies so I can get some more. But you can see I have not used any brownies in like 2 months and I still am enjoying the benefits. I'm starting to get like a little wrinkle right here. But they're amazing product, all natural. They're also compostable. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Even if you like prolong your Botox or you don't want to get Botox, I have not had any Botox in over 2 years now. And I'm pushing 40, y'all. So, all right, that's that. What else? I said the drink of the week and my simple confessions about the napkins. Oh, and I have a joke for you guys. All right. So first, before we end, I hope you like this episode. I hope you will be inspired to try to simply use a few less paper towels. Remember the trees. I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. And just, you know, try to use a little less. All right. Here is our joke. A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, "What's with the paper towel?" The pirate says, "Arr, I got a bounty on me head." I'm sorry. I think that's like hilarious. Okay, that's it for you guys today. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow me on Instagram at simp.lee.b. And buy yourself some frownies, get yourself some clear stems so I can buy more. Forget paying my bills. I just need more of it. I love you. It's almost Earth Day. Please tell me what you're going to do. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.b or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.